Tom Cotton, New York's homeless veterans ineligible for $15,600 payments to illegal aliens. By John Binder on April 11, 2021. Homeless veterans in New York are not eligible for the $15,600 one-time payments that nearly 200,000 illegal aliens will soon receive, Senator Tom Cotton, RR, notes. As Breitbart News has reported, Governor Andrew Cuomo, D, and state Democrats have struck a budget deal that includes $2.1 billion in taxpayer funding to provide unemployment benefits and stimulus checks to about 187,000 illegal aliens. Illegal aliens who will be eligible for the one-time payment could receive up to $15,600, the equivalent of about $300 a week for 1 year. The aid to illegal aliens is $1.1 billion more in funding than tax credits and grants authorized for New York small businesses in the budget. Cotton, in a statement posted online, noted the state's homeless veterans are not eligible for the stimulus benefits. A June 2020 report conducted by New York state officials revealed in 2019, there were 1,270 homeless veterans in the state, with the overwhelming majority living in shelters. More than half of these homeless veterans are in New York City. The New York payments to illegal aliens is a model for blue states on subsidizing illegal foreign labor that helps businesses widen profit margins by paying off the books' wages. The payments are also one of the largest funded programs in the New York budget. For example, the Emergency Rental Assistance Program is receiving just $300 million more than the Illegal Alien Fund, while Homeowner Assistance is being funded to the tune of $600 million, about $1.5 billion less than the Illegal Alien Fund. More than a million jobs have been lost in New York, and an estimated 80,000 New York businesses may not make it to the end of the Chinese coronavirus pandemic, mostly as a result of Cuomo and New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio's, D, rigid economic lockdowns. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.